Доброго дня, шановні радіослухачі. Сьогоднішній свій репортаж я веду із Central Coast, де живе Орися Янів, мама українсько-австралійського волонтера Ніка Янєва. Коли почалася війна, Нік, народжений в Австралії, покинув свою роботу в Мельбурні і вилетів до України, щоб допомагати забезпечувати медикаментами, їжею та іншим необхідним українське населення. Він створив Facebook-групу, в якій звітує про свою діяльність. За кілька місяців група набрала більш ніж 2000 членів. Але хто ж краще розкаже про діяльність людини, як не його мама? Пані Орисю, розкажіть, будь ласка, про вашого сина.
Скільки років ми синові?
32 роки ми. In March, he went to a demonstration in Melbourne. He was very moved by what was happening in Ukraine. He quit his job that week and got on the next plane to Poland, to Warsaw. He then met up with a relative who had escaped from Ukraine, Natalia, and she helped him settle in. He bought a van and that he raised money for, and he delivered goods to the border. And then he got to know other people at the border, other contacts. So they've started a group, the Ukrainian Guardian Angels, and from there it just grew. It's just growing every day. He has delivered all sorts of equipment, medical food packages, lots of food packages. He was 40 to Kharkiv. He's been to Kyiv. He's just going around Ukraine delivering with a group of people. It's all organized, and he has permission to do this, and just working every day, day and night he works.
Ukrainian Guardian Angels.
Yes.
On Facebook.
Yeah. He's a high achiever, doesn't like anything going wrong. He does his best, and he works hard. Yeah, he was born in Sydney and spent many years in Melbourne, and then he's just a wonderful person with a giant heart. His heart, he had open heart surgery a couple of years ago where they had to put a new valve in, and it was a 10-hour, very long, frightening operation, very difficult for me and my husband who were waiting in intensive care. He finally arrived. It took a while to recover, and I really believe that this is what's changed him to make his life worthwhile.
How do you cope with stress knowing that your son is there?
Just let God. I trust that he'll be all right. I trust that he has enough intelligence to keep himself safe. That's all I can do. It's difficult at night. It's difficult waking up in the middle of the night. And I check the news all the time. I'm always worried about what is happening in Ukraine, trying to work out where he is, plus what I'm hearing. Yeah, and always ringing him up and texting him, are you okay? Are you okay? That is, I think, vitally important to help raise money for ambulances and medical care and fuel. Fuel is very difficult and costly in Ukraine, and they have to get these things out to the people. They're desperate for it.
Thank you, and good luck with your exhibition.
Thank you.
Про зроблену роботу, успіхи, ви можете дізнатися на Facebook-групі Ukrainian Guardian Angels. Central Coast для радіо SBS Тетяна Колдуненко.